Well, today, August 19th, is the feast day of the wonderful priest, St. John Eudes. St. John Eudes has been called the Apostle of the Sacred Heart, the priest who did probably more to promote devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary than any other priest. St. John Eudes was born in Normandy, France, in 1601. He lived to be almost 80 years of age. He was a priest for just under 50 years. He was the oldest of seven children, raised on a farm in northern France, not too far from Mont-Saint-Michel and where St. Thérèse would come from. He was educated by the Jesuits, and he joined the Congregation of the Oratorians at a young age, was ordained also at a young age of 24. As a young priest, he mostly took care of the sick and the dying during the plagues. And then he would go around as a beloved preacher and a confessor. And during his lifetime, he would give over 100 parish missions. And some of these missions would last for a few weeks. Some of them would even last for a month or so. And he realized that the most important thing he could do for the church in France was to help the clergy, for the education and formation of the clergy. And so he helped to start a seminary that would help to train the clergy and to enlighten them intellectually as well as form them spiritually. So he left the Oratorians and he founded his own community called the Congregation of Jesus and Mary, and known today as the Eudists. And they had two primary goals. First, to run diocesan seminaries, and second, to preach parish missions. And something happened one day to him. He was walking down the street, and a woman who had been taking care of women of ill repute said to him, "Where are you off to now? To some church, I suppose, where you gaze at the images and think yourself pious. And all the time, what is wanted of you is a decent house for these poor creatures." So this really affected St. John Eudes, and he began to realize that, yes, something needed to be done for the evangelization of prostitutes, the women of the streets, just like Frank Duff and the Legion of Mary would work to close down Bentley Place. So St. John Eudes was one of the first to tackle that problem. And so he founded another order of nuns called Our Lady of Refuge. And this would be directed to the women of the streets to try to get them back to life of virtue, back to their families. Later it became known as the Good Shepherd Sisters. Well, so he founded these religious congregations, and during his life he would battle against Jansenism, just like St. Louis de Montfort. He was an incredible spiritual writer. You have to try to get the writings of St. John Eudes and read them. You'll love them. He died at almost 80 years of age on August 19th, 1680, was beatified in 1909, and canonized in 1925, and he was called by the Pope the Apostle of the Sacred Heart. So he's considered one of the great Catholic reformers of the 17th century, was in the priestly ministry for almost 50 years, and he primarily promoted devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. In one of his writings, he says that he summed up the principle of his spiritual life. He said, "Our wish, our object, our chief preoccupation must be to form Jesus in ourselves, to make his spirit, his devotion, his affections, his desires, and his disposition live and reign there. All our religious exercises should be directed to this end." What's very interesting also is that just a few years before he died, a little baby was born a few miles from where he would die, and he would become St. Louis Marie de Montfort. So he was born in 1673, and he would continue the work of St. John Eudes in fighting Jansenism and promoting devotion to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. At our own church, we have our beautiful statue of the Sacred Heart. You should always gaze upon that and light a candle and have devotion to the Sacred Heart. And really, the two windows here at Holy Trinity that most people never get to see are sort of tucked away. You have on this side the Sacred Heart of Jesus, and on this side the Sorrowful and Immaculate Heart of Mary. When the church was designed, we wanted the rosary windows. There are actually 22 windows on the lower level, so we had to figure out what should we do for those other two windows. We already have the 20 mysteries of the rosary. And so we figured, what better way than to have a window of the Sacred Heart of Jesus that shows his burning love for us, crowned with the crown of thorns, and on this side, the Sorrowful and Immaculate Heart of Mary, with the pierced by the seven swords. So take a look. You have to go around the side to see the windows, but this devotion of St. John Eudes to the Sacred and Immaculate Heart is so important. It's a great idea also to enthrone the image of the Sacred and Immaculate Hearts in your home and all the blessings that come with the enthronement. I'll give you a blessing now with a relic of St. John Eudes, and you can venerate it after Mass in the back of church. Through the intercession of St. John Eudes, may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.